And now we're going to change pace even differently this time. We've got with us the Healesville U3A. There's been a bit of a change of committee down there. As we know, Ethne is now the president, but she sent in two of her vice presidents to have a talk to us today. So first of all, welcome Jane and welcome Michael.
Thank you.
Thank you, Alan.
Not a problem. Now, obviously, you're on holidays this week and next week. Term one is finished. Was there anything out of term one that you want to talk about? Like, did you have any new programs during term one?
Yeah, we did actually, Alan. We had quite a few new programs. One of them is backgammon. We've got our Poets' Corner running. So that happens every week. There's a Poets' Corner going on. So that fits in very nicely with some of the vibe around town. There's a couple of other things. We looked at a chess club for a while there. A geology, an introduction to geology, or has taken off and taken off really quite well. Actually, it's got quite a few numbers in that one. Yeah, it's
really good. So I guess we've got to ask the next question. You've just had term one, term two starting not this week, the week later.
Yep, 22nd of April.
So have you got any new programs that you haven't run before coming up?
Not in the second term. We're rolling straight through with the new courses and our normal courses as well.
Yep.
So there's nothing new planned for term two.
Yep.
There is for term four at this point in time. But that doesn't mean that something, if something's got legs and we can find someone who can run the program for us, doesn't mean we can't get something going.
And I guess you're always looking for people who, in particular, who could run a program and that they think might appeal to a whole lot of people.
Absolutely. Yes, we're looking for leaders.
Yep.
Because we depend on people who've got the skills, knowledge and interest to put their hand up. And then you have to find out whether there's any response from the 329, is it?
39
members. And usually they'll get a response. Very few do ideas fall over.
Yep. And I guess apart from the fact that through your own 300 and something people that are involved, you're always looking for new people too, aren't you?
Absolutely.
Without a doubt.
I know, like, you've had a choir start in the last, I just can't remember whether this year or
no, it was previously. The Healesville Community Choir joined with the U3A Choir.
Yep.
And that's been a terrific success. We've got quite a few people involved in that. And we get together weekly, and we also go out and perform in amongst the community in various areas as well. For example, we were just at the Voices in the Park on the weekend here.
I knew you were going to say that.
Of course you did. We did that. It was a terrific turnout there. We had a great day.
So apart from the choir, was there, because we know Ethne is involved in there, because I've interviewed her about that as well. Did you have any other part of U3A involved there?
Oh, absolutely.
Betcha.
Speaking of people with ukuleles, yes.
No, I didn't speak about ukuleles.
The ukulevers performed for an hour, Alan.
Oh, man.
Oh,
were they the closing act?
No, they were the opening act.
We were the starting act. And,
Jane, yeah. Let's stop here a minute. Did you say we are? Do you play the ukulele too?
Yes, of course.
Oh,
yes.
What are you doing to me?
Penance, Alan, penance.
Yes. The Voices in the Park is a great opportunity. That's where the poets also came out of the woodwork and shared their skills as well.
So let me just take very gently here. How long have you been involved with the ukulele?
4 years.
What made you take it up?
Oh, well, I had just retired, Alan, and I used to play the guitar, but my dexterity had gone down, and I love to sing. So I thought, well, that would be a nice, get my mind working. It's a bit like learning another language.
Well,
they say that, don't they?
Yeah. Either learn talking about this in an earlier interview today, that there are two things to try and save off dementia. One is to learn a new language, or to learn a musical instrument.
Yeah, and it's very true.
And it keeps your mind active, doesn't it?
But it's very social. Like you've got a couple of leaders, we've got a huge group actually. It's 25.
Yeah, absolutely.
They've got beginners.
There's 25 people in Healesville play the uke.
I'm sorry, there's actually more because we run two ukulele groups.
That's right.
There's that many.
Yeah, absolutely. It's an amazing little instrument.
Yes.
And they tell me, it is a lot easier to play than, say, a guitar.
Absolutely.
You look at it this way. You've got four fingers.
Yep.
You've got four strings. With a guitar, you've got six strings and only four fingers.
Yeah. You've
got to figure it out.
Yeah. So anyway, back to some of the other groups you had down there at the gardens on last Sunday.
Yeah, the Poets' Corner came out, and there was quite a lot of performances from individuals, storytellers.
Can I also ask you that before we go on to the next thing? The Poets' Corner, do they read poetry that they've written, or do they read just poetry that's out of books?
That's a really good point, because our idea of what's happening in Poets' Corner is to actually just to help people burgeon out.
Right.
And so we're encouraging them through Poets' Corner to actually write their own poetry and perform their own poetry and so on. We have a master poet who actually helps that. John Pascoe, you'll remember John.
Yeah, I know John.
John actually runs that particular course with Laurie Webb, who's well known and has won Australian poetry competitions before.
Yep.
And he's very, very much involved. So between the two of them, they throw on a great little program.
So when you say they write their own, do they collaborate with each other, or does each poet just write their own poet?
It can be done in a number of different ways, but mostly it's going to be on their own.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I've just got to take a quick break.
Go if you like.
Back with more. Talk the Healesville U3A. We've got both Jane and Michael, who are both vice presidents down there of the committee. One of the things that we wanted to talk about is you had a I had to go to a break, but you, apart from the ukulele and the poets, you had a couple of soloists down there in the park?
Absolutely. We had a terrific opportunity for some people to step up and step out.
And these are U3A
people. They belong to the U3A. They weren't acting as soloists for the U3A. Yep. It was their own gig, but they're part of our family. Both of the soloists are in the choir with us. And it was just wonderful to hear them get up there and just, you know, strut their stuff, get out there and be a part of the community.
That's terrific, isn't it? Yeah, and wonderful. It gives them the opportunity to have an audience as well.
Mm, absolutely.
Yeah. Well, some of them have actually got audiences at other times, like Anne always performs at Anzac Day, for example.
Oh, does she? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Do you want to name the other people who sang?
Well, Anne was there singing, belongs to the Badger Creek Women's Choir as well. Yep. So she's very, very much into vocals and things. She's got a lovely voice.
Beautiful.
And she did some magnificent songs. She did a fantastic version of La Vie en Rose, I got to tell you.
Right.
Outstanding. And then we had Thelma, who's in our choir as well.
Yep.
And Thelma got up there and she just had us rocking all over the place. She's just doing a solo on her own. Had a great time. We also had various other members that were in bands. So there's a group around town called the Wannabes who were made up of U3A people.
Yep.
And they performed as well.
With the soloists or
no,
or
just
separately?
On, as a separate group. They're a separate group and they go around and they do a lot of entertaining around town as well.
So what music did the soloists use?
Well, Anne, for example, she had a pianist backing her, which was great. Thelma had some backing tracks which were absolutely timed down perfectly for her.
Yep.
And then when we get to the Wannabes, for example, they were out there on their own and they play their own music and they've got their own sound systems and also
flashing lights,
the whole lot.
Bands are good, but it's a lot easier to be playing part of a band than to stand up in front of a group and sing by yourself, isn't it?
Absolutely.
We do know this.
It's not that hard. Oh, you've done it.
Oh, yeah.
I've never done it. All right, so... Now, when we're going to talk about soloists and singers and choirs and all that, when's the extravaganza coming up this year?
I knew you were going there.
Yeah. I always knew it.
He loves it. He loves the performance.
Our theatre performance group is scheduled to do two shows in November.
Do we know when yet?
It's towards the end of November. I can't give you much more dates other than it'll be Sundays, generally speaking, which is what it has been in the past.
So it's Sunday afternoon and Sunday night? Or
Sunday afternoon 1 week, Sunday afternoon another week. So, because, you know, we're getting on, you know. We've got to be home in bed.
Got to be bed by 7:30.
Absolutely. our team's actually very, very busy writing away and getting the music organised and all sorts of things. We've started our rehearsals and everything.
Have you?
So that's
been great. Is it a story the first half or and then
it's a whole show.
Entertainment? So the whole show is...
It'll be a two-act. Two-act show.
Two-act.
Because
sometimes they don't. They have the first act, don't they, and then other
stuff.
The
last couple of years, they've had full-on stories, one story, one theme throughout the whole thing.
So has it been written by one of your members again?
Absolutely. Lois is out there and she's writing away very furiously trying to figure out who's going to do what part and who's going to be the bad guy, the good guy, or whatever it might be.
Yep.
So it'll be great.
So has it been cast yet?
Not fully cast at this point, but the group has had their first, we've had our first rehearsal, and that basically is just sound checking and making sure that, you know, these are the types of voices that should sing together here and there. So there's a lot that does go into it, and we start very, very early.
Well, and then there's costumes and all that too, isn't there?
Absolutely true, and that's what will happen is half of the team will be out there sourcing out bits and pieces about costumes and so on. That'll start a little
bit
later.
And op shops come in well?
Oh, they do indeed. There happens to be one right next to us here, doesn't it?
Yeah, there's one next
indeed.
Door.
Yes.
They've shut now, though. Well, for the day. They close at 2 o'clock.
That'll be a great thing. So it's really quite huge, and there's a lot of people in the background.
Yep.
And it's just a fantastic opportunity for people to actually, again, express that inner... self and come out, and it's wonderful to see.
And it's usually a sellout too, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, you're talking 60-odd people doing all different types of activities to bring
terrific,
it all together.
It? Yep,
it's
terrific.
Yeah. I've
got to just take a quick break, and we'll be back with more.
sliding. Dingleberry Alphazine. I'm slipping and a sliding. I got hotel dreams. I know winter is coming. I got hotel dreams. Slipping and a sliding. Ah, pygmy went talking. Fascists doing up carnival anthems. I'm on the railway. I'm on the right way. I got things in my head. Slipping and a sliding. Again, I'll be down upon the mattress. Smoko at my factory, and I'm passing round the cactus. I wanna live for free, pissing in my mouth. I'll make electricity, slipping and a sliding. It's good for you. Cord on blue. There's the frosty one. Slipping and a sliding. Slipping and a sliding.
Listening to Yarra Valley FM 99.1, the voice of the valley, where it's basically 2:30 and at 3 o'clock the ghost will take over and play music through until 5 o'clock, and then I think we'll have the drive show tonight. I'm not 100%. But, of course, I'll just make a mention. I'll be back on Sunday night. I can't be here on Sunday between 12 and 3, but David Oaten's going to do a fill-in for Music Memories and More, but I'll be back Sunday night with a rock and roll hit parade between 6 and 8. We'll have a ball. Anyway, we're here talking to Hillsville U3A, and, of course, I'll be back next Wednesday. I've got 3 interviews. I just can't tell you who they are, but I know we've got 3 lined up. But anyway, we're talking the Hillsville U3A, both Jane and Michael. Now, a couple of your groups, your walking group, at this time didn't only walk around Hillsville, they went for a bit bigger walk.
They did. The Bushwalkers went over to New Zealand and had a fantastic...
How long for?
8 days over there, and they covered a lot of territory, sent back some magnificent pictures, which are on the U3A Facebook page if you want to have a look. So 5 days, 65 kilometres all up, and a little bit of being a tourist as well.
Yep.
So that was awesome. And the other group that's...
Well, can I just ask you, when you said they did 65 kilometres, did they base themselves somewhere and walk out so far and back each day, or did they start from A and then go to B, C and D?
Well, A, B, C and D.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah.
So they traversed over the Greenstone Track and the Rottenberg Track. And that crosses the divide in New Zealand. I don't know either. Don't know the geography well enough.
And hit the road. Now, we've heard a bit about this. Where have they been?
Well, just recently they had 3 days up at Dalesford.
Yep.
And, you know, that's the group that have caravans, cars, and they also hire cabins at site. So if you
I was going to say, you don't have to own a caravan.
No, you
to
don't have to own
it,
a caravan. You don't have to have a partner. You can go up, and because they go to locations that have accommodation, you can actually just simply drive your car and go into the Airbnb or the caravan.
And when they go for 3 days, they basically bit unlike New Zealand. They base themselves into one spot.
When it's for 3 days like that. I went, the last one I went was some time ago, but I went to Phillip Island. We went down, we went down there for 3 days.
Yep.
And then from there we went to the Military Museum, we went out to see the penguins, we went to the koala conservation. Yep. So you've got a location in the caravan
that
park.
That Vietnam Vets place is terrific, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, it is, absolutely. But they have a big trip coming up in about 3 weeks. They're away for 19 days and they're going up to the Grampians and way beyond and out actually into the...
Not the Flinders Ranges yet, is it?
Desert?
Beyond the Flinders Ranges, though. They're going out to where the cattle stations are and spending 5 days in the remote location.
Do they call it the Little Desert or something out there, isn't it? I'm not sure. Yeah. Oh, that's all right.
It's very big. That's a very big one for them, though. Yeah. Normally it's much smaller.
So they'll be travelling a lot of the time there. Like, they're not going to be staying in the one spot.
It's a couple of hundred kilometres a day.
Oh, that'd be
but the beautiful thing about it is when they're there, a lot of people are musical, so in the evening they crack out the musical instruments and they play music, the recorders come out, the singing happens, they have their barbecues.
So they all sort of stay in the one, and even if you haven't got a caravan, you obviously hired the caravan park.
That's right.
That sounds like a terrific trip. And I know they do a few hit-the-road tracks, don't they?
Do around about four a year is what they do. So it's very, very well planned and organised. And, it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for people just to get together and have some fun away from home.
And Anne Catchpole and David are the ones who are the chief operators of that, and they do a phenomenal
Sterling
job.
Now, the other thing is, too, we're talking about a few specials here, such as going to New Zealand and hit the road. Well, that's the sort of thing to hit the road to. But then you've still got your other activities going on all the time, too, haven't you?
Absolutely.
So you've got a walking group.
Absolutely, a bushwalking group as well,
a fitness group.
A fitness group, a bushwalking group. But we also have pickleball. That's incredibly popular.
I was down in Geelong probably 2 weeks ago, and someone's got a big factory for pickleball. They just played in, that's all it is, it's just pickleball.
Yeah, well, we're very, very
Afternoons of pickleball up at the high school. Mm-hmm. We're very lucky. We have a good partnership with the high school, and they've made their basketball facilities inside available.
So where did this come from? I mean, I've only heard from it the last couple of years.
Bill Woods came up with it. He said, I've heard about pickleball and it appears to be popular elsewhere. Should we give it a go? And when we explored it, we had to find a venue first. Yep. So George was able to go up and talk to the high school and say, how would you be about letting us come in about 3 o'clock at the end of school?
Yep.
They agreed, and so the deal was done, but it just keeps growing because it's so popular.
So where did this come from? Is it an American game? Did it come out of England, or where did it come from?
Not fully certain myself where it came from, but it has been around for a number of years.
Has it?
And the interesting thing with pickleball, it's now a very competitive sport, as in there are world championships and so on.
Are there?
Yeah. We're not quite at that level.
Okay.
Just very briefly, how do you play pickleball?
It's you have a special type of bat and a special type of ball. It's done basically the rules are a cross between tennis, squash and table tennis. And so it's a matter of, once again, it's the same thing. There's a net. You've got to get the ball over the net and so on and so
forth. But it's not on a table like table tennis.
No. It's on the inside part of a basketball court, basically.
Right.
That's basically played. You can do singles, doubles, et cetera. We generally have, in our situation, we generally have doubles playing all the time. Okay. And it's grown so much that just in the last 12 months, we've gone from one group on a Monday to having two groups. So it actually is picking up quite well. And a lot of other U3As do it as well.
So do you have service? Like, do you serve like tennis and that?
Well, not like tennis, because you'll hurt someone.
Yep.
But
it's not like that.
We hope not. There's service, there's points, there's the whole scoring kit and caboodle is fairly similar
no
to
tackling.
Any of those. We like to keep rugby tackling out of it, where we can.
Like, if it goes outside, you say it's inner of the court.
Yeah.
So that's out and all this sort of stuff.
Yeah,
and you have
yeah.
out. Is it different to going out about over the line before it bounces, or is?
No. It's very similar. Like the ball's still in play if it hits inside those lines, but bounces outside the area, you can still play.
No,
it
but
off.
If it goes, if it doesn't bounce,
yeah, that'll be out.
It's out.
Oh, you don't want to be doing that stuff. You can still hit it on the volley though.
Sounds great.
Yeah,
all right,
it's good
we'll just
fun.
I've heard a bit about that, so we'll come back and we'll tell you a little bit more about some of the regular things that are at Hillsville U3A. Now, apart from the special things that we've been talking about, like the trips and away with hit the road and that sort of stuff, there are things going on every day down at Hillsville U3A. Now, we've heard a bit about this, the wine and cheese. So that's on a Friday, am I right?
Yes, that's right.
Yep. Great way to finish the week.
Absolutely. It's not every week, it's only once a month.
Yep.
So we don't want to give the impression that we're there every Friday, just once.
you might all become alcoholics.
And everyone turns up with, just say it's a Shiraz or it's a South Australian wine. People turn up with a bottle of wine and some cheese and bickies, and, you know, 20 or 30 of us sit there and consume it and very carefully drive home.
And then you discuss it, or do you just?
Oh, yes, we talk to why we bought the particular wine, but I wouldn't say it's a connoisseur's club at this stage. I think you go to Baroque if you want some really intense discussions.
Right.
But we're a very sociable mob now. We have an afternoon tea. Yeah, right. On the 13th of March, about 80 of us got together.
80?
We were down at the Senior Citizen Centre. We have a very positive partnership with the Senior Citizen Centre. Ken and Bev are very, very helpful to us, letting us use that facility for all our exercise classes, dance to music, for example, where the practice happens for the performances. So we're incredibly grateful to them for making that available. We have a dance coming up.
A dance?
Yeah, a dance indeed.
So you have a dancing group, don't you?
We have many dancing groups, but this is different. This is a social dance where you can bring your partner and sit down at a table, share food, and there's a band playing all night.
When's that?
Yarra Glen. It's the
2nd of May.
Yep.
It's not far away. No. It's not far away for the members that want to get involved.
And where did you say that was being held?
Down in Yarra Glen at the hall. Bell Street Memorial Hall.
Oh, yep. So that's on the 2nd of May, so tickets are available now.
Oh, yeah.
Better get in pretty quick.
Absolutely.
All right, so that's... But you also have, apart from that being a dance, you also have dancing
too, don't you? Absolutely, yes. Yep. They are at the Senior Citizens Centre, and there's about 4 exercise to music and dance classes there. Yeah.
Terrific. Cycling. On the bike.
Yes, we have a very active group of cyclists. They go out once... Fortnight, I think it is. Yeah.
Just around the Yarra Valley?
Well, no, they go a fair way, actually. Mm. Yeah,
do they? When you say they go a fair way, do they take their bikes?
They take their bikes and then...
And then off they go.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I think they do things like the safe rail trail tracks as well.
Yeah, they're very handy, the rail trails, aren't they? Because you're now off the road.
Yeah, you can go down to Warburton and go all the way to Seville, or you can go from Lilydale all the way up to
Mansfield.
That's right.
I was up Mansfield only a few weeks ago, and you can get the whole way down there, or you can get to Alexandra and get off there.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you can go from Lilydale really right through to Yay.
Absolutely.
Alex and
Mansfield.
It incorporates people who've got electric bikes with batteries and people who don't. I don't know how they do it, frankly, but I'm impressed.
Well, the battery bikes worry me a bit because I'd be frightened I'd run out of power. I'd have to walk at home.
That's right. You have got legs at that point.
So you also have a book club?
Oh, beautiful book club. That's Joan Barlow runs that. But we have Quiddler, we have Crossword, we have lots of the games.
Yep.
But
let's just go back to the book club.
Okay, book club.
Because I was talking to somebody in the first hour, and theirs is just not necessarily everybody reads the same book. But that's not what I thought book club was. Is yours where you all read the same book?
The 10 of us read the same book, come together and give a rating for the... literary ability, and whether we were engaged by the story, and then there's an hour and a half's discussion.
All right, so when you're discussing it, do you find that some people love the book and others hate?
It is interesting, actually. I've given it a 4 and a 4 and somebody else has given it a 2 and a 2, so that's a big difference.
Yeah, big difference. I know my wife reads a lot of books, and I read a few, but only probably an hour a night or 3/4 hour if I'm lucky. And I'll think, oh, that's a fantastic book, and I'll give it to her, and she'll say, oh, I didn't like that. Mm-hmm. So obviously in your group you get a diversity too,
absolutely,
wouldn't you?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, and that's the way it goes.
And some books talk to you because it's got a connection to you. The last book we did was The Wonders, and it's set in Ireland, and it's all about a young girl who says she doesn't eat. And so it's all about the Catholic Church. So if you've had an association with the Catholic Church, it might have engaged you more than someone who knows nothing about the practices.
Yeah, that's fair enough too. Who picks the books?
They're actually picked by the library. We, again, have a great partnership with the Eastern Library up here, you know, in the Coles car park there. Magnificent library. Does enormous... It's not a library like they used to be. It's very dynamic. It has people who can help you run a mobile phone, people that can teach you how to use the internet. They'll actually...
Terrific,
isn't it? They're amazing, Rosie.
And are you finding that... The libraries are carrying less and less books, or more and more?
More and more, and not as well as books, also DVDs. They're all into audio books as well. So you can go to Libby, which is an online arrangement, and download a book.
Yeah, my daughter can't stand that. She said, you've got to be able to turn the page. If you can't turn the pages, Dad, it's not worthwhile.
Yep. There are people who feel very strongly about that.
Absolutely.
All right, we've still got a few more minutes. Well, no, first of all, I'll get you to give us contact details.
Sure.
We need to know that.
Absolutely. Look, we're based at the old courthouse down in Harker Street. But in order to get in touch with us, you can get through to us on the website, on our Facebook page and telephone. I'll start with the telephone number if you want to give us a call.
And you give it to us twice so people can put it down, please. Yep.
So it's 0490 917 975. Once again, that's 0490 917 975. Our email address is Healesville U3A. I'll say that again. That's Healesville.U3A.
It has got a dot. Yep.
Yeah, it has got a dot. My phone's very small. Healesville.U3A@bigpond.com. And on top of that, we are on Facebook. So if you're already on Facebook, just do a search on Healesville U3A and you'll come across us there on our Facebook page as well.
And that'll have a lot about... We can't overly cover these in passing, but it's going to have a lot more about the groups. And I guess some of them are booked out, but do you take a waiting list?
Absolutely, yes. Yes, yep. Definitely. I was walking on the aqueduct this morning and I met Roger, and he's fairly new, and he said, I get bored. I said, you need to join U3A. Here's the number. So that was good. We need to acknowledge the renovation that has happened.
Yep.
Shire of Yarra Rangers, it's a historic building.
Yep.
They have championed the refurbishment. Of the and maintenance of the facility, and basically everything that needed to be done has been done.
That's
so terrific. It literally was a functioning courthouse when I arrived here 40 years ago.
Yep.
If you got caught, the police took you there. Well, now it's just this amazing renovated facility.
And if just tell me if I'm wrong, because I'm pretty certain when I was here one Sunday, I took a walk down there. You've got an old prison, old cell in the
Two cells
on the site. Yeah.
Where did that come from?
That's where they used to lock when the police accosted somebody who'd done something wrong. They put them in that place. It was the holding cells. Yeah.
So it wasn't transported from anywhere else. Nope. It was there.
It was always there.
Mm. Unbelievable. Yeah. Mm. When did they stop? This is another subject. Do you know when they stopped having court case in Healesville?
Well, I came here in 86 and they were still doing it. So I would say by about the 1990s.
Mm. Yeah, it's an interesting point. And you look at that poor old cell and you think, I'd never want to be locked up anyway. But you look at that poor old cell and you think, how did anybody survive in there, particularly on a cold night?
Yes. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But then they were crooks.
It was probably only overnight until they went to court is what I suspect, and probably for people who'd had a tad too much to drink.
Mm. Yeah, they probably couldn't feel the cold.
That's exactly right.
All right, so let's get back to this again. Michael, just give us those contact details again, please.
Sure, not a problem at all. The phone number for U3A Healesville is 0490 917 975.
And your email address?
Our email address is healesville.u3a@bigpond.com.
Now, Healesville lowercase or?
Yeah, all lowercase right through.
At U3A?
At bigpond.com.
Bigpond.com. And your Facebook page, if they go looking for Healesville U3A, I'll find all about you.
Absolutely. We didn't really mention our website either.
Yeah, go for that.
So the website is HealesvilleU3A, all together, .org.au.
And that'll have all your programs up
Absolutely.
There as well.
Absolutely, the programs, how to get in touch with us, how to enrol. And just if we have half a second, one other thing, we belong as part of the Outer Eastern Region for U3A.
Yep.
So in the Yarra Rangers Council area, there are five like U3As. And what happens is we have reciprocal rights with the other U3As.
Oh, right.
So what happens if you join the Healesville U3A, you can go to courses generally at no extra cost in some of the other ones around Lilydale, for example, up Mount Dandenong and around there. So there's plenty of opportunity. If we don't have a particular program you like, then one of the other U3As may have. And being a member with us means you can go and see them.
Do you have reciprocal rights? Like when this caravan or hit the road goes to an area, Do they ever go to a U3A there or
not that I'm aware of, yep. Alan. It's mostly just pretty insular in that respect. Yep. It's just us, our gang, if you like.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
But the being part of the Yarra Rangers Council, being part of the other five U3As or being aligned with them has been a wonderful bonus.
So just briefly, do you find a lot of difference between the different programs that you offer to maybe down in North... the Dandenongs or Lilydale or those?
There are differences indeed. A lot of them are the same as far as the title might be, but it's how it's actually done and the way it's done. So
I've been to two. I've been to Musicology out of Lilydale. A musicology group that comes together on a Thursday, and I've also been to the ukulele group as well down there.
Has everybody got these ukuleles?
They have. I wanted to find out whether their group was like our group, so it was really good.
And did you find it was?
I think ours is exceptionally good.
I've been to a couple of others, not necessarily in the OER and things like that, and some of the stories are... That come back from them and everything. They're wonderful organisations. Some are huge, like 2,000-3,000 members.
Are they?
In Victoria. There's 105,000 members in Victoria.
But some of them have got huge numbers.
Huge numbers indeed. And what's amazing about that is they are different. Their focus and everything is different. Mm. We have a really great, solid social aspect underpinning everything we do in our U3A.
And that's terrific because we've discussed this before. People need, particularly when they're getting older and particularly when they're retired, you need to stay connected with other people. You just can't sit at home and do nothing.
Look, it's been wonderful. In my particular situation, I've been a member of the U3A here for 3 years.
Yep.
And
what made you join, Michael?
The ukulele. I'm sorry to do that to you, Alan. I was looking for a ukulele group. Straight out of COVID, the first one that popped up was here, and so that's how I joined.
Yep.
And then 12 months later, somebody tapped me on the shoulder and said, "You should be in the choir." Somebody tapped me on the shoulder a couple weeks later and said, "You should be in the strings and things group." Then they tapped me on the shoulder and said, "You should be in recorder because we have recorder groups as well."
Now, the recorder isn't like the old school recorders,
No, you can get altos, you can get all sorts of different
types. I think
you
and I discussed this. You can get a very expensive one.
There's ones, I've seen one for $2,800. Not that I'm buying it, Kate. I'm not buying it.
I was going to say, your wife might be listening. You better be careful what you say.
Alan, there's a million people in U3As and it's across the whole world.
Where did it start? Which area?
Well, we
Good
went...
Good question.
Yeah, we went... FNA and I went to a conference, a statewide conference back in February. Mm-hmm. They had presentations from around the world talking about how...
I've got to go. Sorry to cut you off.
Another time.
The news is knocking on the door.